This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Economists are worried that the subprime lending boom in the auto industry could be worse than the mortgage crisis for lower-income families. In 46 states, lenders can garnish cheap paychecks, and some are paying for cars years after they've died. The large subprime lender Credit Acceptance has filed more than 17,000 lawsuits against borrowers in New York alone since 2010, court records show. Portfolio Recovery Associates, one of the nation's largest debt buyers, purchased about $30 million worth of auto deficiencies in the first quarter of this year, up from $411,000 just a year earlier. Google said offensive videos that did not meet its standard for removal, for example, videos promoting the subjugation of religions or races without inciting violence, would come with a warning and could not be monetized with advertising or be recommended, endorsed, or commented on by users. Such videos were already not allowed to include advertising, but they were not restricted in any other way. Videos supporting terrorism will be removed. Higher water levels across the Great Lakes have been attributed to heavy rainfall and snowmelt, but the floods have also come months after the start of a highly contested plan to regulate the flow of water on Lake Ontario by the International Joint Commission. Louisiana ranked 50th in quality of life in nursing homes and 51st in transitioning people from nursing homes to their preferred communities. Mississippi was ranked in the lowest five states, and Arkansas was also in the bottom quarter. More than 100 emergency response telephone numbers are in use worldwide. About a third of the world's countries have no emergency number. In France's recent parliamentary election, 224 of the 577 seats, or 36%, were won by women, the highest percentage ever. 17% of Americans between 18 and 24 voted in the 2014 midterm elections, compared to 59% of senior citizens. Across the country, there are only 15 congressional districts where at least half of the adults have a college degree. Approximately one person in 140 is known to have celiac disease, restricting gluten intake. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.